All right, so we're now in section three about how we work. And this is Bill Metcalf again with Robert Middleton. And Robert, we worked hard on that who we work with page. We've got that down, and now we're working into, hey, do we get to talk about us now?
Yeah, we get to talk about us, but we get to talk about us in a particular way. We still, a lot of the next page, the how we work page, talks about what the client gets. We talked a lot about you or the clients and their issues, etc. Now the focus changes a little bit, and it gives them a sense of what they get from working with you and how you work. And there's a lot of different sections in this page, and we'll discuss at the end, you know, how long do you really want to make this page, etc. But here's the basics. You have an introductory paragraph. You have an introductory paragraph, by the way, on every single page. It's not unusual to go to a website and there's a, you know, some skimpy headline and six bullet points. What I discovered is no one speaks in bullet points. That's not how human conversation works. So you go to how we work and it says, we're very personalized, fast turnaround, amazing results. So, you know, stuff like you really see that on web pages. And it communicates absolutely nothing. It just doesn't have enough conversation or detail in it for them to understand what the heck you're talking about. So you want to start with an introductory paragraph that lets them know this is the purpose of this page. So it might be something like this. What's it like to work with hardwire tech consultants? On this page, we'll tell you the kind of results our clients have reported, and we'll also give you a sense of our guiding beliefs, approach to client projects, and how we're different than most technical consulting companies. Okay, so now I know what the heck is going to be on that page, right?
Right.
Very simple. So it's a simple, that was actually a one-sentence paragraph. So then you have, I have, let's see, four different sections in this page. Sometimes this can be divided up into more than one page. But the sections are expected results, guiding beliefs or values, our approach, and your uniqueness, and finally a call to action. So I'm going to go over each one of these and explain what they are and what to put in them. So I like to start with expected results because people want to know immediately, what am I going to get if I work with you? What can I expect? You don't want to waffle here. You want to tell them what's going to happen if they commit to working with you. You don't want to exaggerate, but you don't want to undersell yourself either. So, and you don't want a really short, punchy list of bullet points. Again, you want a series of paragraphs. And one of the best ways to write these paragraphs is to make them the mirror image of your problem scenarios from the previous page. So before you said, you know, you have this issue, problem, and concern, and you don't know how to do this, well, the kind of result you can expect if you work with is this problem or concern will be solved, this will be better, and this will work. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So I'll just give you one sample. When you work with us, you can expect to see desirable and sustainable changes in your team's performance and productivity. Team members will participate more actively, conflict will be reduced significantly, and results will come with a lot less struggle and effort. Now, who wouldn't want that, right?
Sure.
So the problem scenario in the previous page would talk about you're having trouble seeing sustainable results in your team when you're going through changes. Teams are in conflict, they're not participating, and et cetera, et cetera. So you just take the opposite of that and say the kind of results they get. Look, when you get clear on these two things, here's the problems and here's the results, you have more clarity, I believe, absolutely, than 90% of businesses out there, if you can just say that clearly.
It sounds like this exercise that we're doing to create this web page does more than create a web page. It sounds to me like this is the kind of work that most businesses don't do about their own marketing. It's kind of like your info guru manual, and they're being forced to fill out the information by virtue of the fact that it has to be on this page.
Absolutely. You know, there's another ancillary benefit, a big benefit of developing all these materials. By writing it down, you increase your clarity, you increase your focus. And when you do that, then your speaking becomes more clear and more focused. So I've known many, many people that they write all these materials, and then they go to speak to someone about their business, and they find all of a sudden they're speaking the materials, and people are understanding them in a way they never understood them before. So it's a wonderful benefit that you become clearer. People say, I'm starting to attract clients, and I really haven't even done much marketing. I'm just talking to people, but I've written all these materials, and now I'm getting clearer and more focused.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So you might have, again, like the problem scenarios, 4 to 6 of these. You can expect to get these kinds of results and, you know, various results for various different things. The next section is what I call your guiding beliefs or values. In this section, you want to let your prospect know what you base your work on. What's your philosophy? What are you really trying to accomplish? What are your values? So this gives clients insight into what you stand for. And look, if you share similar values as your potential clients do, then they're attracted to you. But if you have completely different values than someone reading the page, you don't want them as a client anyway, do you?
Now, how do you avoid, I see this in consultants' pages a lot, I see this certainly in a lot of coaches' pages, how do you avoid the jargon that comes from, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but we're into high-performance teamwork.
Right.
Or we're into getting you, what's my favorite coach speak, finding your authentic self.
Right.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is when I come to a web page, I'm not thinking about my authentic self.
Right.
That might be a great thing for a coach to do, but I don't even know what that means. So
yeah, you can get into jargon pretty quickly and language about your particular industry. This is why when you've written this, you want to run this by people before you put it up on the web and say, "Do you understand this? Does this make sense?" And you want to get their reaction. This is completely confusing. I don't understand it. Well, rewrite it. Putting some of that language is okay as long as you have a clear explanation about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't, for each, you'll notice that in each of these points I'm making, it's short paragraph after short paragraph. It's not 2 pages of here's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
You can scan down the page and see point, point, point. Okay, that basically is, I can relate to that. So here's a couple. Profitability is not optional. See, I like to do sort of a 4 or 5 word bullet point and then explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You run your business for many reasons, and one very important one is to make a profit. Profit is not optional. We work very closely with clients to do everything possible to increase their overall profitability. So someone reads that and they go, well, that's good. I stand for that, and I'm glad they do too. That sounds good to me. So the number of guiding beliefs, values, or principles that you could write obviously is endless. You want to find, again, 4, 5, or 6 core ones that are essential to your overall business. Here's another one. Companies can and should be great places to work. Sure, you're in business to make a profit, but if your employees dread coming to work every day because of the way business is managed, you're going to have serious productivity problems. A workplace can be a fulfilling and satisfying experience. If you guys have someone that reads that and says, oh, that's nonsense, we're just here to churn every single dollar we can out of every person, you don't want to work with that guy anyway. So state your values. State what you stand for.
So your values are essentially pre-qualifying the clients.
They're pre-qualifying the client. But they're also having the client going, wow, this guy really has principles. He's standing for something. He's a thinking human being, not just trying to sell me a service. He really has, there's an underlying philosophy and foundation for his business. And everybody does have a philosophy and a belief system, but you have to think, for your particular business, what do you stand for? What are your principles? What are your guiding beliefs? Okay?
Right.
So let's get into the next section, which I call our approach. this is a bit more of what it's like working with you. So when you work with clients, what's your approach to projects? What do you try to accomplish in every job? What are the things you make sure to do every time? Is it fun to work with you? That kind of thing. I have a situation, I'm losing my voice here, so I'm going to repeat that.
Okay.
I lose my voice, we're going to have to reschedule. Okay. So the approach is what it's like to work with you. When you work with your clients, what's the approach to projects? What do you try to accomplish in every job? What are the things that make sure you do every single time? So here's a couple examples of that. We're above all flexible. Different clients need different things. One size does not fit all. Although we have a variety of service modules, see services page, that address a wide variety of issues, we approach each project with the same attitude. We design the project to produce sustainable results for your company with the least amount of struggle. So this is similar to the guiding beliefs or philosophy, but it's a little bit more of what it's like to work with you with that particular philosophy you have.
Well, that seems important, both from the, again, from consultants or coaches or whatever they're doing, that, you know, I've often wondered, what would I do with a coach? I mean, do you call them? Do you talk to them? Do they meet with you? You know, and a consultant, a lot of times, is kind of a black hole. Like, I'm going to go in there, and I'm never going to come out. This person is going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Right.
And so it seems like in this How We Work,
So you'd have something like that. You'd have something that says, we believe in transferring skills and capabilities so that you don't need us forever. Sure, some clients, consultants come in and you feel that you've paid them with a blank check. Our job is to instill skills, et cetera, so that blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Whatever it is.
So we work ourselves out of a job.
Yeah.
Or something like
now,
that.
Now, whatever it is, the way you do work. I mean, some people work long term, some people short term. But give them a sense of that you're easy to work with, you're friendly, you're going to get results, things are going to happen. So here's another one. Quick response is guaranteed. Nothing is more frustrating working with a consultant who will not answer their phone calls or return their emails. We don't just try to be responsive. We guarantee your calls or emails will be returned in 4 hours or less. So you're making promises here about how you're going to work. And so don't just dash these off and make promises without thinking how you're going to fulfill them. This is really the core philosophy and the core operating principles about how you're working.
And it may also not be just good news. I mean, I have one client that flat out tells people, this is going to be the hardest work you have ever done in your life. And if you're not ready to work, don't call. I mean, because this person really, you know, is a taskmaster, and he makes people do
and
things,
you know,
and work hard.
That is very attractive to some people, and people respond to that. You've got a pretty good client that's willing to work.
Right.
So you're telling people throughout this, you know, this is what you can expect. This is how we work. This is what we believe. This is what we expect from you. And here's the interesting thing. You hardly see this on any websites. It's all about, well, here's our service, and this is what it is, and blah, blah, blah. And people are they don't really understand why they're not interested, but they're not, because they're left out of the equation. So with all this information, it all comes back to, this is what you get, this is how we work, and the difference it makes for you. Okay, ready for the next section?
Well, yeah, but now let's see, if I'm going to start to write this How We Work, again, just kind of give me the overview of step-by-step, what am I doing during this next break to write this up?
You're simply writing down the basic approaches that are your foundation for working with clients. So, you know, if you work with us, you can expect we're going to be flexible, we're going to give you quick response, we're going to tell you the truth and give you the unvarnished information that you need and not sugarcoat it. We're going to do this and this and this. This is, so that's our approach to working with clients.
Right.
And if it's we're the world's hardest taskmaster, and if you hire us, you can expect 20-hour days. Well, you know, I'm exaggerating a bit. Say that, just like your friend did.
Right.
Or if you said, you know, we believe in having fun with this at all times, and we use principles from game theory and da-da-da to have everything be very interactive and participative, which makes it fun, therefore the ideas stick. You know, so, you know, I'm sort of just throwing these off spontaneously. You've got to do some thought about, well, what is our approach? Well, it's not too hard to figure this out, you know, if you've been doing some consulting or coaching, whatever it is you've done for a while. What is it about what you do that makes you effective? And simply talk about that, your reporting on what you do. In some cases, you're going to go, God, we don't have much of a foundation or anything. I've never really thought of that. You've got to invent some of these things and think them up and create that foundation.
But it's not a procedures list. It's not,
no.
We're going to meet with you this, and then we're going to do this, and then
no.
We're going to do this and do
no.
this.
Some of that you'll put into your services page.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go into the process. You know, this is what happens during the
service. But this
service.
Is more like the results of the process.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is more the right brain stuff. This is more the feeling stuff. This is more the sense of what it's like to work with you. That's why we call it the How We Work page.
So would it, if they're having trouble coming up with that How We Work page, would it make sense to just kind of write down what are all the procedures and then what happens each step of the way in terms of what we're doing or what the client's doing or something?
I wouldn't do that for this page.
Mm-hmm.
I would think more of, ask the question, what is it like to work with me? What do we stand for? What's important? What is our philosophy? And write down a whole bunch of those bullet points. Like you might go, okay, we're always on time. Okay, we're always very flexible. Oh, we're fun to work with. We believe these things about business. Write those in sort of a bullet point format and then fill it out with a paragraph for each of them.
I must say that when I interview people about what they do, and then I go interview their customers about what they perceive that person does, there's often a huge disconnect. So I'm just wondering, you know, for those people that don't have somebody to do the interview, it seems like it would be helpful if maybe they ask some of their best customers themselves, just ask the question, says, what do you get out of working with me? What are the things
what's it like? What would you say about our approach and philosophy?
Right.
Or get someone else to interview them and say, what is it like to work with Bill? Can you tell us five or six things that are consistent about the way he works and what he does?
Because my own example was with one of my clients who thought what he was selling to people was his financial expertise. He thought that was what they were buying. But when we interviewed them, we found out it was three things. Number one, they would trust him with his life. With their lives. Number two, he didn't think like a bean counter. He tried to say yes to entrepreneurs.
Yep.
So he had an entrepreneurial spirit. And number three, he made numbers come alive. People understood their finances for the first time in their life. He didn't come up with any of those three things on his own.
Yeah.
It was his clients.
Well, that's really brilliant, Bill. And I think as a second draft of this, or if people are ready to ask some of their clients to understand some of these principles, because those three that you gave, then you simply write a simple paragraph. We're not just bean counters. I know it sounds kind of odd, but, you know, if you hire a financial guy, you expect him to add up the numbers right. That's a given. What they don't often expect, but what we feel is most important, is blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And some of those words might come right out of the client's mouth.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, I love that you're asking me all these questions because we're getting into the more depth of this. The basic structure is simple, but really finding the essence of these things does take some thinking.
Well, and
no
how they might be able to do it, because although, you know, obviously it'd be nice if people called me, and you can edit this part out, it'd be nice if people called me, but I think one of the things that Sean D'Souza is pushing me and others have pushed me is teach us how to do what you do. And so part of, and something I haven't mentioned yet, but it seems to me, do they get in the forum if they buy this product?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of them would have the manual anyway.
Right. Because what I'm thinking is that, you know, I've often recommended to people in the forum is that if you're, and they don't need the forum, they could do this any place, but if they just found a buddy, you know, who's also struggling with trying to put their marketing together, and they just ask their buddy, would you interview a couple of my clients for me?
Sure.
And ask what they say.
Sure.
So it doesn't have to be a formal thing. I mean, I'll do it better. They'll get it better, but I'd rather they get it.
Right.
You know? So, anyway, do we need to put a button on that to move into, you want to do the transition into services and programs?
No, we have more on this page.
Oh, more on this page. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just do kind of a summary of where we are, and then it'll lead into that. So,
okay.
All right. So we figured out from our clients and maybe from ourselves what it is that we do when we work with people, how we work, what they're going to get out of it. What else do we need to get in this section?
One other piece that you might want to add to this page is what makes you unique. So it might be the model or methodologies you use. It could be your track record. You could do things that no one else does in your profession, and might want to talk about that. So here's an example. Here's one for a coach, and here's one for a consultant. When you're looking for a coach these days, there are a lot to choose from. What makes me different from any other performance coach? I think the difference lies in the fact of my 20 years of experience as a successful entrepreneur and business person. I don't work with theory, but with hands-on approaches that are proven to work. So, you know, what is the thing? Now, you don't necessarily have to have four or five of these. You might just have a couple paragraphs for this, maybe only just one. But it's all part and parcel of this one page, how we work. Here's another one. What makes our consulting stand out is our expertise in the paper industry. We're management consultants who work at improving productivity and profitability, but it's our knowledge in the industry that enables us to quickly build credibility and rapport with all levels in your company. All our consultants have a minimum of 10 years of managerial experience in the top paper companies in the country. Now, if you're a management consultant in the paper companies, that would be a very relevant statement, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the big question I think a lot of people would have is, what if, you know, paper companies can go into the doldrums and now I've got to take that expertise that I've had, how do I translate the value of that paper industry into the fact that that industry has gone south and now I've got to translate the value of that experience into
if you just want to do
picture.
Well, then you have to find a different uniqueness from a different angle. It might be the consistent results that you produce. It might be the fact that 80% of your clients have worked with you more than 5 years, proving that, you know, you're producing consistent results, et cetera.
Or maybe it's drawing out from, you know, maybe you generalize to manufacturing instead of, you know, because manufacturers are somewhat similar. Whether they're manufacturing paper or they're manufacturing widgets, they still have a lot of the same issues involved. So
exactly.
We may be able to pull out that we're not just people that are going to speak theory. We don't just have degrees from college. We've actually been in manufacturing.
Right.
Now we don't mention paper because we're not selling just to paper people.
Exactly.
So,
now,
I see.
You know, as you said before, in someone else interviewing your clients and asking this question, what do you think makes Bill or Robert unique above every other consultant in this area, that the answer they give you might be the thing that you want to put down here.
Right.
Whatever that is.
One of the things that I've found when I've interviewed people, especially coaches and consultants, when they're thinking about how they work and what they do, many times they fail to recognize the value of their own personal experience. I was talking to one person who was a mother of a autistic child, and she had been that way for, you know, she had been working with her child for like 10 years, and the skills and the ability to connect with somebody, the tenacity to see a problem through and so forth, that affects how that person perceives the world.
Mm-hmm.
For my friend John Lafferty, when his clients told me, well, everybody understands what you say about numbers, and I said, how did you get to be that way? And he said, Well, I worked for Arthur Andersen for 25 years. He didn't want to make a big deal about that because Arthur Andersen had gone on hard times and it was a bad brand name right now. But
right,
he
right.
said, so I worked for Arthur Andersen for 25 years and they always gave me some green kid to take with me. So he's sitting on my right. I'm explaining things to the client. And then when you get in the car, the first thing the guy says is, tell me what you just said.
Yeah.
And after 25 years, I got pretty good at explaining things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that helps me understand not only how somebody works, but it gives me justification that proves to me, oh, that makes sense. And so I encourage all coaches and consultants to don't disregard your background. In fact, look at it and try to figure out, why are you good at what you do today? Another person told me that they moved every 2 or 3 years like I did as an Army brat. And I said, I bet you love change.
Oh, I did that as well, Bill.
Yeah, and I said to them, you either learn to love change, embrace it, and it becomes so much a part of your life that if your life stays the same too long, you do something to change it. And so if you're helping people who are dealing with change, who better than somebody who's dealt with it all their life?
Right.
As opposed to somebody who grew up in the same town and spent 25 years there and never was in a new job. Well, that's a different kind of skill. And they'll have something that gives them a bedrock of who they are. So I guess all I'm saying in that long conversation is when you're trying to figure out what you do and how you work, don't forget about who you are and
right.
what puts you on this planet, because that may give you some clues.
Right. I agree. And then you have a call to action at the end. Now that you have a better idea about the results you can expect by working with us and our approach and philosophy of working with clients, next, go to our services page to learn about the specific services and programs we offer. Now, so that's pretty simple. You just lead them into the next page. Now, what I want to say before we go into the next page is a little bit about how much information to include.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is quite a bit of information, but if you write this concisely, and each of these sections has a few short paragraphs, this whole page will only be about 3 pages long or so. That's not too long. Some people have a website in which they divide the who we work with into 4 or 5 different pages, and then you have to keep clicking, and each page is kind of short, but you have to keep clicking and clicking. Some people think that's better. It's absolutely proven that scrolling is better than more clicking. It's better to have a somewhat longer page than have a page that's in 5 different sections.
Because people just get lost clicking.
It just is too much. It's a click and click and click. Whereas they can quickly scroll down and get the essence of what's on the page. You can really get the essence of what's on the Who We Work With page, believe it or not, if you format it correctly, in about 30 seconds.
Wow.
That's all it takes. So how do you do that? You use a formatting strategy called quick scan, slow scan. And the way you do that is you simply put in bold type the first sentence of almost every single paragraph on the page of your site.
So not a bullet, just bold.
Not a bullet. So, and people will notice in the workbook, in the PDF guide, that I've written the guide like that as well. So every paragraph, the first sentence is bolded. So I can look through and I can go, okay, formatting pages. Something you may have noticed is how I format the pages in this toolkit. Next paragraph. On the How We Work pages, they'll notice expected results and a few paragraphs with the results in bold. Next paragraph. So by formatting your site this way, you get very high readership. Now, in between, I have paragraphs, but just by reading those first 3 sentences, they can get the essence of what's on that page. See, what people do when they go to a website is they just scan for meaning, and they want to know, is this for me? Do I understand it? Do I get it right away? If there's no bold on the page, and you see this in so many pages, it's just a lot of gray, monotone text, and your brain says, oh my God, I have to read every word to understand what's on that page. Let me go somewhere else where I can understand it faster.
Well, plus you can't find your place if you want to go back.
You can't find your place.
Right. It seems to me that it's kind of funny. As you're going back to my 7th grade English class talking about topic sentences
exactly.
in paragraphs. And what you've done
exactly.
is you've just bolded the topic sentence that helps me understand what that whole paragraph is
about. It's an extraordinarily powerful technique that most websites and web designers don't understand. In fact, you may have to fight your web designer on this. Mm-hmm. Wrestle them to ground. Say, I want every topic sentence bolded. And if you won't do that, I'm going to hire somebody else. Because they say, oh, it doesn't look cool. It's not smooth. It's not, don't take that from them. Because it works. It increases readership dramatically. People can scan down and get the essence of it without reading every word.
This is something, and I know you're going to talk about designers later, but this is something that I think just is so important for people that are writing their copy and developing their marketing materials to understand is that, most web designers are designing things, in my experience, that look really great and the graphics are really cool and it's very eye-pleasing.
But it's like a picture.
But they are not thinking about it from a strategic standpoint. They may even be thinking about readership. They've read click-through books. They've read all that kind of stuff. But they're not thinking from a strategic marketing standpoint in the copy.
Yes. And I think that's what we're thinking of here.
Yeah.
So the content is extraordinarily important, and we're outlining what content and why the content and the format of the content, but then the other big trick is how to format. And, adding some interest to the page by some bullets here and there, some indents, some subheads, maybe the subhead is in color, things like that.
Right.
Really adds interest to the page, makes it easier to scan, easier to read, and increases the response. Okay?
Right.
So the final thing is what to do on the How We Work page. So you want to read the information on the PDF. You want to visit some of the samples, look at them, see what they've done, and then you want to start writing it. And, again, you might want to get someone to do some interviewing or, do your own first draft and get some interviews later and get all these basic sections put together. When you have at least a good first draft, see, what I suggest is don't get a page perfect and go to the next page. Get a page decent and go to the next page, because you'll write all these pages, then you'll go right from the beginning again with the Who We Work With page, and this will be, a week or two later, and then you'll be looking at it differently. You'll fine-tune it a bit more or get an editor to work with you at that point, then go back through the pages. And that way you'll get the whole basic foundation of your web page written faster, and then you spend a little more time fine-tuning. So once you've done that, you go on to your service page, which is our next section.